Welcome to the Analytics Dynasty Daily Podcast. I'm your host, Jordan McNamara, and we want to dive into the running back tier. So we've done some running back coverage. I did the show with Chad. I did the some of the longevity stuff maybe a week or so ago. But now I wanted to go through some of the tier stuff just because I do think it I think there's places here for arbitrage, and I think that, you know, when we begin to look at these, I think this year is very different. And what I try and do with these tiers is I try and keep them the same, and then we sort of can go through year over year and look and say, all right, well, like here, there's more guys that were on, you know, 3-year windows last year than there are necessarily now. And sort of as a result of that, maybe we should be leaning more into, you know, the longer term, or, hey, there's an excess supply of guys on 1-year deals, right? We can sort of look at that and say, you know, all right, like we can sort of arbitrage between them, right? Or, you know, we can really, focus our attention where there's either a shortage or a lot of players in maybe a way that the market hasn't, understood. I think of going back, you know, the wide receiver position, I did a DeAndre Hopkins for Keenan Allen and Jameis Winston deal, right? I found that was pretty close in terms of security, in terms of ceiling, in terms of longevity, plus I was getting a quarterback, right? And that sort of cascaded. I did this last year with Nick Chubb and David Montgomery. I thought they were pretty similar in terms of the amount of security that they had, their longevity contractually. I was actually getting an extra year of contract that was early on in the offseason. And fortunately for Chubb, he signed a long-term deal. And now it's sort of, he's swung back to being a little more long-term guy. So we'll see sort of if this offseason is one where we'll get an extension for Montgomery, for example, right? Then that might shift him around. But you look in, one of the things that I value, especially at running back, is you don't want to be on the wrong side of the Akers injury or, you know, Marlon Mack's injury, right? You go back on some guys that are kind of nearing the end of their contract and all of a sudden they're hurt. There's no security and we're in a really tough spot, right? So I think looking at it through that lens of you know, sort of age, I do, you know, I'll get into that in a second, but really security in terms of like how long do I think that they are comfortable right now in their current situation. So I think that that's really important for running back, especially with how volatile and fragile that position can be. So I have a number of tiers here, and I'm going to just, we're going to talk about them sort of as we go along here in a series of shows, but we do have the 3-year windows, and we've got 2-year windows, and I break those down into guys on rookie deals versus non-rookie deals, or second contracts really, and then you look at rookies on 1-year deals, rookie contracts with 1 year remaining, and you know, thinking about, hey, that's a spot where like there's some fragility there, right? There's a chance that they're playing for a contract through the season. There's a lot of risk in there. Or, hey, if they get extended, you know, that sort of brings out their security to maybe a 3-year window instead of it being a 1, right? So a lot in there. And I think there's, like, and you sort of start looking at these, just, and it, I think it gives you an idea of like, hey, what do we think in terms of age? What do we think in terms of security? What do we think in terms of upside and ceiling and the like? And all of a sudden you can, I think, make some trades between these tiers that can really help you. So that's the big thing here. And again, I have some contractual notes in here as well, that can go along with them. So you can take a look at that, and hopefully that'll help you, you know, with making some determinations on here. So, all right. So let's look at the top tier. It's really three guys in terms of the 3-year window. I will say this: I tend to be very strict or very unforgiving. Right? I try to take a very conservative approach in the way that I value longevity. What do I mean by that? Well, if it's like, oh, come on, Jordan, like, you know, Jonathan Taylor's going to get extended, like, he may. And if that happens, I think we think of him in a different way. That doesn't mean he shouldn't be running back one. It just means in terms of security, he's really only got 2 years. I've toyed with putting him in the 3 year because I think he's probably, you know, that's probably the right thing to do. And, you know, that's where I have him as of right now. I sort of have him in that 3 year window. But he's really the only one that I sort of have upgraded for in terms of actual over security. So even if he's, you know, maybe he signs an extension this year or it's a franchise tag or something like that, he's probably earned, I think, that in our mind. So we really do have four guys in this. Three of them actually have 3 years of contractual security. And then it's Taylor who has two, but I think is probably on the long end of that. I'm giving him three. So there's four guys in this, and then you know, so we'll go down and look at other ones. And I think that as you sort of get further down the position, I think there's more and more flexibility. So and more arbability, if you will. So the top tier, we have Christian McCaffrey, Najee Harris, Javonte Williams, and Jonathan Taylor. Of the guys in this, again, keep in mind that this isn't a linear ranking. Right? This does not mean that these top four guys should go with the top four picks. These tiers aren't linearly ranked. What do I mean by that? Well, just because one is above another doesn't mean that it's more valuable than the one below it. Nor does it mean that the players within the specific tier are more valuable than the guys than the tier belowhand. Okay, this is looking just at types of guys, just at types of players. Okay, so I just think that those things are all important to sort of you know, for you to sort of keep in mind. Again, I don't do rankings because I think thinking in terms of profiles is more valuable than thinking in terms of linear rankings. And this is sort of how that has come to fruition. So, if that helps you with some of the background stuff there. So again, top tier, most longevity, the longest longevity window, 3 years of security, Christian McCaffrey, Najee Harris, Javonte Williams, and Jonathan Taylor. I think personally at this point, it's enough of a difference age-wise for McCaffrey to be over Taylor. And that if you know, McCaffrey was younger, if McCaffrey didn't have the same level of injury history of the past 2 years, right? Is this 2-3 year difference there? McCaffrey will play next year at 26, and Taylor will play it at 22. I think you can also make an argument there for Najee Harris up that high as well. It's a closer age, actually. Najee Harris is older than Jonathan Taylor, so for what all of that is worth. When you sort of just think experience wise, it's a bigger difference between McCaffrey and those other guys. But when you actually look at the age, particularly McCaffrey to Harris, it's not that big of a difference. So, the thing that I would say about McCaffrey is I can't come up with any other word than just an outrageously high performer. In terms of some of the stuff you look at, you know, his points per route run receiving stats wise, it's 0.66 in 2022. Excuse me, in 2020. So I'm back to 2020. That's you're using some expected point stuff, just digging in. And it's just crazy where he, his points per route run on receiving stuff in 2021, again, smaller sample sizes, but 0.66. You look at some of the other guys in this range, receiving points per route run for Jonathan Taylor, 0.30. Same 0.30 for Najee Harris. And it is 0.35, interestingly, for Javonte Williams. So a bit higher there. When you look at their expected points, so McCaffrey's expected points just is outrageously high at 0.55. So that's part of it. He's well overperforming that too. So that's, you know, that's, he's both good and it's high quality. His targets per route run is just an absurd number, 33.9. Again, it is such a high usage situation, and he's so good at it that it's just him healthy, right? If McCaffrey plays a full season, he's probably going to finish really, really high. You know, he, of all the running backs, he has the highest ceiling. And we have seen that. So that is why, right? The passing game, not only is he getting targeted a lot, but his routes, just because, and again, that's a product of how much he's actually used on the routes. But he's just such a dynamic pass catcher, right? So that's really the big thing for him. It's such a floor elevator and ceiling elevator as well. That he's really, he even what you're sacrificing in age against some of these guys, it's unmatched ceiling, right? I mean, it is. That's basically where it's at with this. I think I would say, I think Javonte Williams, like, I think he's a good player. I get a little bit nervous about how cooked up he is in terms of cost. Again, you look at it, like, it's pretty similar in terms of some of the targets per route run stuff. He's a little bit better than Taylor, a little bit worse than Harris. So you could say, okay, like that's all right. Yards per route run kind of blends in. He's a little bit less than Taylor. He is a little bit more actually than Harris. Harris was at 1.0 yards per route run and underperformed pretty notably. He was expected for 1.16. Taylor was actually expected for less than a yard per route run and performed at 1.23. So a big difference there, almost 0.3 of a yard difference per route run than expectation. Javonte Williams overperforms. It's about a 1/10 over expectation. So that's good, right? That's good. I don't think I'm not sure it's an elite player is part of it. I think he's a very good player would sort of be what I would say by all of his stats. You look at some of his stuff after contact as well. He's a really good player. I'm not necessarily sure if he can reach the ceiling of these other guys. So I do think from a longevity perspective you have to be a little bit concerned about them bringing in a free agent, but I think he's probably going to be a top, a top five, top six guy for sure. I'm not sure I'd necessarily want to pay that, considering I could pay a lot less prices. I can go different routes at a lesser cost. You know, with some guys that I like, maybe as much or even more in terms of some short term ceiling. So. That's the deal that I would have there. Again, I would take Taylor first. I think the probably the goal with any of these, and this is why I think Javonte Williams maybe doesn't necessarily fit this as much as the other three. But I feel like if you have these, one of these guys, or even if you have two of them, you kind of have to be all in, right? Again, that's not just willy-nilly throwing picks away. But I think if you have one of these guys, you have to be looking to win in this window. Because, even though we say 3 years, if we looked back in 2 years from now and three out of these guys missed, a 6-week span with injuries, that shouldn't surprise us, right? That shouldn't surprise us. And maybe one disappoints on top of that. Maybe two disappoint on top of that. One's excellent, one's real good, two are good to okay, and there's some injuries in there. Like, that's kind of what you would expect for a blend in here of starting running backs. So I do think with any of these, especially with McCaffrey, I would probably be thinking, if I didn't have McCaffrey right now and I was a contending team, I'd be looking at him, just because I think he can make such a difference for you. And that would be really my shot that I would be shooting right now is to try and add him to a contender. So, Harris, I like, It's a little bit concerning for me with the change of the the quarterback. So we'll see there. He was very high volume as well in terms of just opportunity. For example, of the guys in this grouping, he had the highest amount of dropbacks that actually ran a route on at basically 66%, 50 and change for Jonathan Taylor. Javonte Williams was 43.5 in terms of that 43.5. So you sort of look at these, you could say, all right, like there's a lot of, you know, there's a lot of work there. He leads this tier by 11 routes run per game, up at 27.5, 16 and basically 16.8 for Christian McCaffrey, 17.2 for Jonathan Taylor. So a good chunk, you know, more than 10 routes per game over these other guys. Like that's a lot, just a lot of opportunity. And that's good. I'd rather have him performing at expectation than necessarily over it. I don't have Swift in this tier. And the reason I don't have Swift in this tier is he just hasn't gotten to the same level. And again, you would have to basically be Taylor to sort of get my forgiveness of an extra year, essentially. I think that with him, with Swift, we just haven't gotten him as a full-time starter. And we've seen them when he's a committee. It just gives me a little bit more pause in terms of his longevity. So I err on him being down just a tier in terms of how we think about him. So still good player. I still think you could make an argument that maybe he belongs above Javonte Williams. I think he probably belongs after Taylor, Harris, and McCaffrey. So, all right. Well, you know, this is basically the rich dynasty GMs tier in terms of running backs. Again, if you have two of these guys, I think you got to press it in. You have to be pretty aggressive in terms of the rest of your team build. And this doesn't mean you just trade these guys away because you don't want them to age or get hurt or whatever. You know, you don't want to miss a window of selling high. I think it means you have to press towards being competitive now. So, all right, well, I hope that helps. Again, I'll be breaking down some more of these, and there's more robust tiers where I think there's some added discussion. But until next time, continue embracing the variance. We'll talk again very soon.